Next relation is an Alfreda, Alfreda Reed, Reed. Date of birth is 2/9/1964. Date of evaluation is 10/21/2022. It is the initial evaluation. Identification data. Alfreda is a 58-year-old married African-American female, recently discharged on October the 18th from the hospital. She was admitted for increased depression and anxiety and brought in by her husband as she was not sleeping and having a period of crying, feeling of tiredness, fatigue and the anxiety. Today she described that she has been sleeping fine but is still having crying. She undergoing a lot of stress, but she would not able to provide the reason for her stress. But later on she agreed that she does not like to go to the work. I further explained that if she is not feeling good, she should not go to the work, and I am going to write a letter if needed. Patient has been working to providing care to autistic kids in Detroit Public School. She described the otherwise the medication has been helping her. She is on Zoloft 100 mg daily, Remeron 50 mg at bedtime. Clonopin was given 0.25 mg BID. However, for period of anxiety, she has to the reason for anxiety is not clear. She is already taking medication which can control anxiety, including above medication, and over and over I am giving clonopin 0.25 mg BID. Since her anxiety is much more, I change clonopin 0.5 mg. She can use on a PRN basis until get stable. For sleep also, I don't want to give her Ambien. This which she was getting in the hospital, and I explained her that she can use melatonin 5 to 10 mg at bedtime period. She finally agreed. Her husband was not present at home. Therefore, I am not able to get any information. I further explained her that I would like to get a therapist from the comprehensive counseling, so that she can able to talk to her on a regular basis. I also inform Angela, the manager of comprehensive counseling, so that she could get a therapist as soon as possible. Currently, Alfreda denies any suicidal, homicidal ideation. She was recently subjected for her lab workup. Her CBC differential profile was normal. Glucose, electrolyte, bio and creatinine was normal. Folate, hemoglobin was normal. TSH was normal. T4, T3 was normal. Her lipid profile was high. LDL was 117. Triglyceride was 205. Non-SDL was 158. She has no history of alcohol or substance abuse. And her urine for drug screening was negative. Syphilis was negative. COVID negative. Her medications at the time of discharge was Zoloft 100 mg daily, Remeron 15 mg daily, Clonopin 0.25 mg BID, and Lipitor 10 mg daily. I have given, while she was in the hospital, Ambien 5 mg for sleep. I further explain that these are controlled substances and I would rather avoid it. Period. This was her past psychiatric history. This was her first psychiatric admission, period. Social history, no use of alcohol or drugs. Personal history, she was born in Georgia. She lived in Michigan for almost her life. She has associate degree. She has been married with her husband for 34 years and has her 33-year-old son who is working in Detroit. She is working as a teacher, aide at a special education program for autistic kids who are in fifth grade. Period. Assessment, she was alert oriented, 5 feet 5.5 inch height, 162 pounds in weight. She was alert oriented. Her mood was sad. Affect was depressed. She was anxious and it is not clear the reason for anxiety. Neither she told me while she was in the hospital, except I know that her both parents died with the COVID in 2020, and that was the beginning of her problem. She still maybe thinking about her, but she denies any such plan. For the same reason, I recommended to talk with the therapist and resolve her grief, be it. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She knows date, month and year. She named the president. Her tension spent during the course of my evaluation as fine. Memory was okay. Motor activity was normal. Calculation ability was fair. Judgment sight is fair. She is of average intelligence. Her husband was not present at home. Therefore, I was not able to communicate. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic, with period of anxiety, access 2 defer, access 3 hypercholesterolemia, access 4 death of her parents, other psychosocial issues, stress at work, access 550. Recommendation, I explain her that I will continue the current plan. I explain the risk, benefit and side effect and order a prescription for Zola 100 mg daily, Remlan 15 mg at bedtime, Clonopin 0.5 mg at bedtime PRN for anxiety, and Melatonin 5 mg daily. She can take one tablet, the two tablet if she is not able to sleep. Her prescription would be sent to Pharmacy, Pharmamore, PHARMA, More. Telephone number is 313-957-0099. I explain her that I am going to give a refill as I will be going on vacation and I will see in December. In the meantime, see any emergency occur, she can call comprehensive counseling and talk with Dr. Lingakar, who will be covering for me. Also, I talk with the manager to provide a therapist for her so that she should work on her unresolved losses and grief. Alfreda agreed with the plan. End of dictation. Next question. On Julie Walters, J-U-L-I-E, Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. Her date of birth is 8-27-1959. Date of elevation is 10-21-2022. Subjective agita. Julie described that she has been feeling much better. Medication is working. She noticed that taking Japraxia to 10 mg, 2 tablets, and 5 mg of Japraxia was helping more, be it. Since I explained her, she can take 10 mg, that is fine. She denies any side effect of the medication, but I explained her the side effect, including dizziness, maybe causing hypertension, weight gain, or maybe metabolic changes, for which she has to work on her diet, do exercise, and all activities to control her weight, period, to which she agreed. Period, she is still working. She denies any suicidal thoughts. She has been working good, sleeping good. No irritability or agitation. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She was having a good eye contact during the course of evaluation through Doxy. Her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear. There was no somatization or any symptoms of hallucination delusion. I further explained that this medication will potentiate the effect of Prozac and also help her to help in sleep, stabilize her mood, and also take away irrelevant thoughts. Period. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Continue the Prozac 40 mg daily. Japraxia Jidis, 10 mg at bedtime, 30 days supply was ordered, risk benefit side effects explained, a refill was given, follow up appointment was given for December, patient was encouraged to work on her diet, exercise, mindfulness therapy, and also involved in a therapy. However, she describes she is doing all right and having no problem. She is her mother, her diseased mother, she has been getting better over the pain and grief. Prognosis guarded. Next solution on Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N, Carlesimo, C-R-L-E-S-I-M-O. Her date of birth is 8-27-1989. Date of service is 10-21-2022. Subject to Anjita. Kathy described that she has been doing very well her attention span is better, she can focus better, and she is productive. She does not get frustrated or angry. If she overwhelmed with the situation, she described medication has been helping her. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought power organized. There was no irritability, agitation, judgment, sight improving. She has been compliant with the milieu and treatment. I further discuss about my vacation for next month and further explain that I am going to provide a refill in November. And also, if she has any questions, she can always discuss with Dr. Lingakar, who is covering for me during my vacation time, to which she agreed. Assessment: attention deficit disorder. Improvement in her mood, behavior, and functioning. Plan: I have given a prescription, Adderall, 10 mg in the morning, 10 mg at noon for 50 tablets, a refill for November, and follow appointment in December. Next, end of dictation. Next location is in Lisa Ingram, LISA Ingram, INGRAM. Her date of birth is 2/15/1983. Telephone number is 313-826-5884. Subject is Ajita. Lisa was going to her work. She was seen through the doxy. She described that she is working in different agency but the same kind of job. She is looking forward to move out from post office and like to have another job. Yet she described her application is still pending, but she started feeling better. She is not as bad as she was. Period. I also explained that it looks like that she has been feeling better, as we can see with her gesture and mood. Period. She denies any social thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid illusion. Her diabetes has also been controlled. She is taking all her medications and has been seeing therapist every weekly. Period. I further explained about the role of the medications and encourage for the compliance. It was also explained that she should continue seeing her therapist and try to work on exercise, control of diet, and other social activities. To which she agreed. Assessment: major depressive disorder, chronic, making improvement, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Plan: continuous Zoloft 100 mg daily, every 5 mg at bedtime. A 30-day supply was ordered. However, she indicated that last month I have given 90-day supply, therefore there is no reason for her to give a prescription. She will be seeing her therapist as usual. Patient was explained that I will be seeing her again in December. To which she agreed. Prognosis: fair to guarded. End of dictation. These are the dictation, at least 8 dictation. And I appreciate your help. And if you can send a dictation to my home office phone number, this is 248-828-9712. Thank you very much. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.